This week on the Auto Trader Podcast.
If I would give, and this is an actual thing that happened to one of my friends, is they get too excited about the prospect of this is the car they're going to buy. So they look past all the faults, even though they are very logical, very like technical people, they would look past the faults just to say, hey, this is the car I'm going to get. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast, one of South Africa's biggest podcasts. Today, I'm joined by Lawrence Meany.
Hey, how you doing?
And Anay Alberts, all the way from Cape Town. And today we're going to be discussing a topic called Smells New, But Isn't. And basically what we are focusing on...
Sneakers.
Well, not quite. Also not underwear. Anyway, so today we're going to be chatting about can you get like used cars, better used cars, for the same price as something new? And we're going to be covering a couple of different topics or segments, vehicle segments rather, and see what we can come up with.
And sounds interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, just to start off with, the segments that we're going to be covering is we're going to be doing hatchbacks, crossovers, SUVs, single cab, and then double cab.
That's a lot of cars.
So yeah, there's quite a bit of cars, but each one of us will have an alternative. And the lovely thing about being a motoring content producer is that I got to see what you guys picked. So
you didn't pick the same thing.
I definitely didn't pick the same thing. But what's also great is I saw that you guys really went the value route. So I went, how close can I get to that new car price and how new can I get in the market? So there's going to be, mine is going to be a little bit more expensive than you guys, but let's see. So we're going to jump into the segments.
Let's go for it.
Great. Okay, so hatchback, very first car that we've got on our list is I think it's a VW Polo, the 1 liter TSI in life guise, like, you know, life trim. And that was priced at 419,900 Rand.
That's a lot of money.
New.
For a Polo. That's brand new. And obviously without any additional options ticked. And so Lawrence.
So yeah, I went 2 years old. Mm-hmm. A little bit of hunting on the Auto Trader website. Same kind of car, same size, relatively same kind of trim, but 2 years old. And I chose the Mazda 2.
That's a very underrated car.
Good choice.
Very, very underrated car. Mazda 2 at 329,900 Rand.
Okay. That's a very, very cool choice. And you, Anay?
Well, I'm always looking for a bargain. So I was looking for a premium hatchback. And I found a bunch of really inexpensive Audi A3 Sportbacks, 30 TFSI. The one that I found is a 2021 model. It has only 55,000 Ks on the clock.
That's very,
for
very good.
195,000.
That is really, really good. Like, that is a bargain. I'm going to get some searching tips from you.
Bargain.
Like, if I need some searching tips to search Auto Trader, you're going to be the person that we need to consult. But yeah.
I've got more.
Yeah, we've got a list to get through. So from my side, I chose a Hyundai, I think it's an i20, the 1 liter inline. So it's a sporty car.
Brilliant car.
So it looks a little sporty, and obviously being the inline, it's going to be kitted out with everything. And it comes in just under that price, the Polo's price, by about 20,000. It comes in at 400,000 Rand. So it's very close to the Polo, but I think it's going to be more specified than the Polo. And in my personal opinion, like if it's my choice, it looks a little bit better.
That, and yeah, it'll probably be a slightly better performing car as well.
I think that those 2 1-liter turbo motors, I think the i20 might take a diff.
Oh, well.
What do you think?
Oh, well, I've already said. Okay. Honestly, I think these are all very, very good choices.
Yeah. Okay.
Next segment.
So our very next one in the new car segment is the CX-30, the 2 liter in dynamic, guys. And it cost 538,900 rand. So that was the price cap. So that's within the crossover segment. What was your crossover?
Well, I chose the Hyundai Kona. I was looking for an N, but that only came out last year. So once again, going with a two-year-old car, Hyundai Kona, 419,400 rand.
Very, very nice. Mm. Very good.
But choice. Yeah, I think the N was only released in 2023. So I couldn't get what I wanted.
For the same price.
For the same price, no. and, you know, when it comes to all the choices that I've made here, they were all a two-year-old car that was at least 100,000 to 80,000 rand cheaper than the price of the new car, but had to be better specified.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then Anne, our bargain hunter.
Yes, I've got a child who's turning 17 soon, and I'm starting to think about cars for a student or a matriculant. So I was looking at a 2020 VW T-Cross, 1 liter turbocharged, 85 kilowatt comfort line, coming in at $218,000.
Jeez, that is, again, one of the bargain buys there.
Where are you buying a car? Pofader.
Yeah.
This one was in Kempton Park, actually.
Okay, just around the corner from us. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of hidden gems in Kempton Park.
It seems
you,
like
it's the first time you and only time you're ever going to hear this. Somebody say that.
Yeah. So,
well, I spent a bit of time in that car over December. I had it as a test car over 1 December. And it's just perfect for what you want to do every day. It's like the perfect little compact crossover. And also the back seat, you can also choose whether you want a bigger boot or more leg room in row two. So it's multi-adjustable. It's got everything you need. It's nice and peppy, perfect for students, and it's safe. So perfect for us.
That's great. Excellent choice there. So I went the very popular route in terms of a lot of people have bought them, and that's the Haval Jolium 1.5T.
Yeah, you can pick those up for next to nothing.
And It's the super luxury trim that I chose, which means obviously it's pretty much comes packed with everything that they have on offer. And that car, the closest one to the price in terms of new car I got was 500,000, which is still a little bit cheaper. But I think you're going to, again, get a little bit more car for the money, because, you know, CX-30, very well specified in that trim.
And a brilliant drive.
but I think the Jolion might be a slightly bigger as well.
And it has a roof line.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my choice. So jumping into the very next segment. So we're going to go straight into SUVs. The SUV I chose is a South African favorite, which is the Toyota Fortuner.
It's a Mozambican favorite too.
It's the Toyota Fortuner 2.8 GT6. And that came in at 826,400 rand.
Seems like SUVs are getting expensive now.
Like SUVs are quite pricey.
So once again, age-old rivalry. This has been going on for decades. My choice was a Ford Everest Sport. 7-seater SUV, lots of space, big wheels, you can take it off-roading, it's 4x4, and that came in at 589,000 rand, so almost 220,000 rand cheaper.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting basically an identical car that's 2 years old.
Very, very cool. That's a very good choice. I personally didn't find one of those, but okay. Anyway, Anne, your choice?
Well, I always choose the underdog. And it shouldn't really be the underdog because it's a brilliant car. And that is the Mitsubishi Pajero Sport. Ooh. I found in 2019 model 2.4, so it's the latest engine. The D4, but not the 4x4. But there were a couple of 4x4 examples that were just over the price that I found. And my model cost $399,000.
Okay. That's very, very good. That's like very cheap again. You're like Less than half.
It's about half price of yours.
Super Select 2 all-wheel drive 4x4 off-road system that those vehicles came with was absolutely fantastic. Mm. Yes, it's a good choice, isn't it?
Yeah,
I pretty much. Is it too late to change my too late to change my answer?
Well, that's the thing that made it very difficult. Was like I said, I managed to see what you guys chose, so I was like, okay, let's go like proper out of the scope and just keep it sort of SUV, but not quite like off road SUV, but it can still do a little bit of off roading. So my choice is the Kia Sorento.
Love that car.
That's the 2.2 diesel, the CRDI. It's all-wheel drive SX trim, and it's going to come in at $799,900. So still just under that price. Again, best trim. It's a for all-wheel drive car, so you can do a little bit of off-roading. Not like crazy.
It's a gravel roader.
But ultimately, that 7 seats, it's very, very
And that is it's nice a very, inside. It's a long car.
It's a very long car.
Lush.
Yeah,
it's super plush, very well specified. Mm. So that's why it's not quite the off-roader, but I thought, okay.
Close enough.
And then our very next segment is the single cab Bucky. So we thought, okay, there's a lot of workhorses out there. So what are we going to choose instead of a Volkswagen Amarok 2-liter TDI single cab 4Motion? And that is priced at R658,900 as new. So, Lawrence, what was your single cab?
Well, I said, you know, you've got a single cab. Why get another one? Why not go an extra cab?
Okay.
So Ford, two-year-old Ford Ranger, 3.2 TDCI super cab, 4x4 LT luxury auto.
Ooh.
R497,000.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
So you're getting more space, more stuff, a bigger engine, and yeah, and it's damn sight cheaper.
Having driven the Worldtrak Supercab very recently, the new one, that space behind the seats, that storage space,
it really comes in handy.
It really comes. Mm-hmm. You never thought you'd need it, but then. Every time you almost go to your car, you stow something there behind the seats. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very, very good choice.
Extra cab.
Yeah. And Ade, where's your bargain?
Well, I didn't know I could go for an extra cab, otherwise I would have. But I chose a three-year-old Nissan Navara 2.5 DDTI XE single cab for $239,000.
Yes, that's also, again, yeah, like I said, you're the bargain hunter of the century with a very low price.
Yeah, I do it in my spare time. If I'm bored, I go to Auto Trader and I look for cheap, good cars.
Yeah, you see, I generally sit there and look for cheap supercars or cheap sports cars, you know, making responsible decisions. But,
I'm going to Navara because it's such a masculine, beefy-looking Bucky. I really prefer it over a lot of the other Buckies out there. I just love its styling. And that one is also pretty well spec'd. So
definitely.
Also, it's only got 60,000 Ks on.
Oh, that's very, it's barely been run in then. If you know Navaras. So my choice, I again went with the Populous. So it's a Toyota Hilux 2.9 GT6 that's a single capsule. I went for the Mahindra pickup, 2.2 CRDE 4x4 in S6 trim. That priced at R479,999. So
did it have the sticker kit on it?
It did have the sticker kit on it. And this particular example that I saw did have the bigger wheels. So the guy put on, or the owner put on, nice little wheels, very knobbly wheels at the top. So it doesn't look so much a workhorse, more of a personal, just drive around in the bush type of vehicle. But that was my choice.
That's not bad at all.
That's a great choice because those Mahindra pickups are super capable off-road. I often see videos of those things in the dunes just putting other 4x4s to shame.
And you kind of don't mind banging it up a bit.
That's the thing. Like it's you're not really like, oh, it's got this paint and whatever. Some of the newer Buckies, You feel like, oh, I feel bad if I scratch the load bin, if I take stuff to the
ramp your Mahindra off a dune at Atlantis.
Yeah. And then the very last segment, which is obviously the most popular segment, is double cab buckies in South Africa. I mean, they sell a lot. Everybody almost wants a double cab. So the new one that I've put up for comparison was the Isuzu D-Max 3-liter turbo diesel in V-Cross trim, and that was priced at 867,800 rand.
So I kind of cheated a little.
Yeah, you always do, Lawrence.
Yes, I know. But okay, so this one was only a year old, and it is a dealer demo. So it's got a few kilometers on it, and it's seen a few rear ends. A couple of people have taken it for a drive, but this is what they call a dealer special, the manager special at the dealership. 479,000 rand for a Ford Tremor 2-liter biturbo.
Wow.
Sure. Okay.
1 year
double
old.
Double cab.
But like I said, it's a dealer demo. So it has been
freshed,
driven. So if you don't mind taking on a car that has been driven, it's a bargain of the century. And I don't think I'm going to beat you, bargain hunter, Anae. But yeah, that would be if you can find. And this is like when we're talking about shopping for secondhand cars. Those are the little inside tricks. Find your dealer demos.
Yeah. Definitely.
They don't come up all that often, but when they do, they are incredible value for money.
Don't give away too many tips. We're going to talk about the used car buying tips just now. Anae, what is your bargain buy?
So I love Isuzus. I love the diesel clatter. If you don't have the diesel clatter, it's not a real Isuzu. But anyway, so I chose a 2022 D-Max 1.9 turbo diesel double cab in Ultram. It's a 4x4. It's got 14,000 kilometers on, and it is priced at $295,000.
That's like a quarter of the price.
How many years old was that, Anae?
2 years old.
2 years old.
It's a 2022 model.
Yeah, so, wow.
Okay. I don't know what. Well, I mean, they say it's got a full franchise history, and you know, everything checks out. So it looks almost impossibly cheap, but there it is.
Yeah,
that is.
Maybe it's one of those dealer models.
It could be.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Anyway, so as I gave it away a little bit earlier, I went the populist way. So I chose the Toyota Hilux, but I managed to get the 2.8 GT6. 4x4 GR Sport, not the new one that Chad drove, old GR Sport, for $849,900. So it's not that much cheaper. But again, this is sort of like close to the flagship Hilux as you can get, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
And
it has a sticker kit on it.
And it's got a sticker kit and very nice front bumpers and wheels and everything. So yeah, that was my choice because if you're going to buy a double cab and drive in a city, you better make it look flash.
Exactly. You want to be noticed in the parking lot at Starbucks.
Exactly. So that was our list. And I think we got a very good variety in there.
Yes.
And then, as I said, I'm still flabbergasted and I can search for used cars like nobody else can. Anyway.
So there's the tip.
Shoes.
Yeah, there's the tip. If you need buying advice, ask Anae.
Yeah. But speaking of buying advice, so Lawrence and Anae, I want to ask you for a few tips in buying used cars. Like, what are the type of things that people need to look for when they go and buy or consider a used car?
Anae, you first.
I'll jump in by saying that everything that you need to know before you go to a dealership is on the internet. Things to look out for, common problems. So if you're looking at that 2022 Isuzu D-Max that I was talking about, you can go and research common problems on a 2022 D-Max so that you can question the dealer. And you can also take a friend along. If you don't know anything about cars, take somebody knowledgeable with you before you go to a dealership so you're not caught unawares and they don't try and bamboozle you with all kinds of technical stuff. take someone that knows their oats. And so, yeah, prepare yourself beforehand so that you don't get caught out.
Yeah. So from my side, understand where you're shopping. If you're buying from Jimmy's Used Autos on the corner down on the main road, understand that what you're buying is probably going to be repaired or has got some serious kilometers on it. If the prices seem too good to be true, they probably are. If you're going to buy from a registered dealership, understand, okay, what you're going to get is probably much better. If you're on the lower end of the spectrum and you are shopping in a 6 to 8 year old car range, simple things like run your fingertip along all the door lines between the fenders and things like that. And if the lines are different, the car's probably been in an accident. Look for things like discolored panels, mismatched headlights, mismatched taillights, paint overspray on the window rubbers. These are all things that will tell you the vehicle's been in an accident. More often than not, you're not going to find that at a big franchise dealership. You will find that down at Jimmy's Autos on the corner.
Yeah.
So other than that, yeah, when it seems too good to be true, it probably is, unless it's a demo from a dealer.
Yeah. So if I were to jump in, I would say take a flashlight and really get into it. Because obviously as soon as you start really searching for things,
then the salesman gets a little bit antsy.
And then the salesman gets
this one was actually a shopping trolley took off the mirror or something.
Something like that. They start to get a little bit more honest very quickly.
Yeah, because they know you know.
Yeah. So yeah, just like Lawrence said, like be very specific. And if I would give, and this is a actual thing that happened to one of my friends, is they get too excited about the prospect of this is the car they're going to buy. So they look past all the faults. Even though they are very logical, very like technical people, they would look past the faults just to say, hey, this is the car I'm going to get because they're so excited about it. So don't fall in that trap. Step back, calm down, take a deep breath and really look at the technical, because anything and everything, as small as a paint chip to a bent rim, to a leaking shock absorber, all of that is going to come to you once you buy that car and you need to fix it on.
It's also a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Salesman, I need you to replace all 4 shock absorbers because this one seems to be a bit damp on the outside.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, so if you want more new and used car buying advice, please go and search AutoTrader. We've got thousands of articles with advice on almost every single topic. And then please like, subscribe. And if you know of any bargains that we missed out or you want us to find a bargain, pop it in the comments and
we'll send it to Anae.
And we'll send it to Anae and Anae can find you the best bargain because she's the best.
And have fun doing it.
And have fun doing it. But thank you so much. Please like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next show. Thank you, guys.
Search AutoTrader.